Welcome to episode 51 of Bite Size Lemons.
That's a big number.
This is our last episode before 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, before our 2 year start.
What? 1 year.
No, before the start of our second year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Welcome to Bite Size Lemons, a nerdy podcast where we talk about cakes, men dressed as bats, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And Jason Robert Brown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what a legend.
Okay, so John is going to be doing a report on Jason Robert Brown.
All right. Sounds good.
No, please don't.
I'll do it.
He's got a big nose.
He got a big nose and a swanky piano style.
That's all you need to know.
Yep.
I mean, basically. Anyway, so episode 51. We're about to roast toast 'em. Insert theme now. Wow, that was great.
That was wonderful.
What is the Pokemon?
Pokemon is
Mr. Dugtrio.
Mr.
So I have to talk.
Or Mrs.
I get to speak well about Dugtrio.
Yeah, you do.
So you get to roast Dugtrio.
Yep.
Go
for
it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
That's pretty much all I have to say.
Yeah, so Alolan Dugtrio's
Alolan form looks like
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, you've been roasted. Wow, okay, fair enough. Let me just say, Dugtrio, you know, there is beauty in simplicity.
Yeah.
And let me just say something. Your evolution from Diglett, that is beautiful simplicity. Just moving from one Diglett to three Diglets, but you're so much stronger. I'm very proud of you.
Was there like a fusing that went on?
No,
like
one knows.
The Magnetons?
You and Magnemite, you guys, same thing.
Yeah.
You're very fast. You're beautiful. I love your little pink nose.
Yeah. You. Wow.
I've tried to toast you.
Yes.
You've been toasted.
You've been toasted.
Bop, 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 bop. There you go. I really don't like Dugtrio, I would say, if I wasn't toasting. But I am toasting. Maybe I wouldn't say that. I love Dugtrio. Let's move on.
That's fair.
You've been toasted?
You've been toasted?
So this one makes... What am I saying? John, we're about to have a reading from the Essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD.
What would pineapple do?
Pineapple pen.
Pineapple.
Oh, wait, no, it's actually Pikachu. What would Pikachu do? This is our holy book.
That's fair.
And it's got quotes from the Pokemon anime. I read them out to you, and you guess who said it. Who done it?
Who done it?
So this is from the Belief and Courage chapter.
Isn't that what everything's from?
So far.
Oh.
We've got four more episodes. Wait. We've got 8 more episodes, and then it'll be strength.
Ooh, yeah. Pump that iron.
Yeah. Whining only makes you hungrier.
Said no one ever. I whine and I'm... Oh, wait. I'm hungry all the time.
Whoa. Who said this nugget of knowledge?
James.
Very close. Meowth.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, they're both talking cats from New York.
From New York.
Wow, this concludes our reading from our holy book. Amen. All right,
amen to that, brothers.
So, you want
to
do some of that sweet news wedge?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool.
Justice League trailer. Dropped today.
Whoa.
That was weird.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it dropped yesterday, and it's going to be a terrible movie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is actually going to be half of our topic for today.
That's fine.
So, there goes 30 minutes.
Wah, wah.
Wah. So spring is upon us.
It is. It has sprung.
Spring has sprung. Let's see. Have you seen the game called Everything?
No.
You get to play as anything and everything.
Like a pencil?
A pencil.
A cat.
A cat, a group of whales, a building, the solar system, an atom.
A turkey.
A turkey, if you can find a turkey. It's insane. You can be a group of trees.
What about that thing?
Yeah.
To all of our listeners, I don't know what that is. I think it's a case of some sort.
It's an auto harp case.
Auto harp case.
You can be anything.
Can you be an auto harp case?
Yes. That's actually what you start as.
Oh, nice.
You can be jelly beans.
Nice.
You can be squirrels.
What is this?
It's a dumb game where you can be anything.
I mean, word?
Yeah. So you can be like mosquitoes, or you can be an atom, or you can be an entire galaxy.
Can you be mischievous?
Yes.
Can you be...
John, the answer is yes. Can you be something that doesn't exist that you just thought of, you created in your head right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you be something that you cannot be in this game?
Yeah.
But then it...
the world explodes. It's not great.
Okay.
I mean, it's fun. It's a fun idea, but it's not like...
game-changing.
No. So according to James Gunn...
Gunn.
James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, apparently it's going to have the, quote, biggest visual effect of all time.
Yeah, it's going to be a cat.
Yeah.
It's going to be Emma Watson.
No, why?
The CGI woman.
So get this. It's going to be made out of 4 trillion polygons.
Emma Watson.
Crazy. No. Ego the Living Planet, actually.
Yeah. Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's actually pretty incredible.
They're both CGI.
All right. Moving on. I'm not getting through any of these. The last Naruto episode aired.
Ouch.
So it's done.
Until they reboot it.
Well, yeah.
Hashtag Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my gosh, you know what we haven't talked about?
What?
The live action Death Note.
Oh yeah!
Holy poop. Wait, hold on. Let me just scroll through everything, and then we can talk about that, because I'm pretty sure there's nothing else. All right. You seen that trailer for the movie Life by Sony? Where it's like a little alien on a spaceship thing. It's like, this could be our first encounter with life beyond Earth. And it's like a little microscopic thing. And then it latches onto the guy's hand and like breaks the guy's hand. And they're like, huh, this is not good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, so people were like, is this a prequel to Sony's Venom movie? Like, is that going to be the symbiote? It's not.
It's not.
So,
or spoiler. They were like... is this a prequel to Sony's
Catch Me If You Can?
No, there's a game that's coming out that has to deal with that kind of stuff. It's like a Dead Space kind of thing.
Infection kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't like it.
Disney's being sued over the rights of Zootopia.
RIP Disney.
Because they literally stole it.
From whom?
From a...
DreamWorks?
No. Gary Goldman. Not Gary Oldman. Gary Goldman is a screenwriter who pitched the idea of Zootopia twice to Disney. And they're like, we don't like it. Then 2 years later, he saw his movie in theaters.
Nice.
Not nice. That's so bad. What a legend. That's so terrible.
Dude, I'm sure they have their reasons.
Oh my gosh. You were fighting me so hard this week.
Jeez, it's like my mom. I was like, hey, mom. And then she was like, hey. And that was it.
You're giving me nothing to work with. Wind Waker has turned 14. Yep. Moving on.
Hold on.
No, we're done.
I need to talk about Wind Waker turning 14.
GameStop took a beating in the holiday sales and will close 150 stores this year.
That's next. Fair.
Next. Hanzo Maine.
So wasn't that like the story of a kid who got beat up at school or something?
So this little girl made fun of someone at her school by calling them a Hanzo Maine, and she was sent to the principal's office. And the principal's like, she called this boy a Hanzo Maine. As far as I can tell, it's derogatory. Anyway. But it's like not everyone... I mean, it doesn't hurt to play a healer every once in a while, but...
You're not wrong.
Everyone's got to play a character.
There's got to be a Hanzo main out there.
Someone.
Somebody's got to hold down the fort as Hanzo. His hitbox became huge at that one point in time.
Little boy. He's just devastated.
Yeah, little boy.
What
was
a Hanzo main.
I can't believe it.
Anyway, Inhumans.
Inhumans.
The Marvel Inhumans.
Yeah.
Which is like Black Bolt and all those guys. So... they're not going to do... Their first two episodes are going to be in IMAX.
Okay.
It's a TV show, though.
Hmm.
Like, really so,
like,
weird.
Like IMAX movies?
Yeah, like the giant IMAX cinemas.
Yeah.
But there's two episodes and they're going to play together. And then the rest of it's on ABC.
Well, that would be kind of cool.
It's really interesting. Do you think that is stupid?
Yes, but I also think it's kind of cool. I think it's a money grab, but I also think that it's like, I don't know. You don't get to see that kind of stuff on big screens often.
Yeah. Give some love to the little characters.
Yeah, like, it's not, you know, it's not a superhero movie per se. It's just kind of like superhumans.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, we haven't been having a lot of luck with superhero movies in DC.
It's Marvel, though.
Yeah, I know, but you gotta fill up the screen somehow. And if you want to go Marvel to Marvel movie, then you're just gonna become exhausted.
So part of this, we're gonna be talking a little bit about Logan, a little bit about the Justice League trailer, but John doesn't know
anything.
An insane amount about...
I'm actually dumb.
About comic books.
Yeah.
Which
or
is fine.
Or anything.
Or, oh. What?
According to some people in my music theory class.
Oh, boy. Well, if you're listening. So, I've devised a quiz for you, John.
All right.
And if you get them all right, you are
give
smarter
me
than a fifth grader.
Some ice cream.
Yes, I will. I will get you some ice cream.
Oh, nice.
If you get all of them right.
Yeah, so God rest ice cream.
Yeah. So I'll get you ice cream just for taking this quiz.
All right.
Watch me. So, I have five questions.
Gotcha.
They can be multiple choice if you want. I say you take a swing at it. If you don't get it right, we'll do multiple choice.
Okay.
Then I've got a lightning round where I'm going to say...
when did the Justice League trailer come out? What? Yesterday.
You get ice cream!
Yeah!
So... What? So basically, the lightning round is... The superhero names, and you have to tell me their real names. Or would you like it the other way around?
Other way around.
Got it. Okay. So, also Death Note.
Okay. Yeah, Death Note is getting a Netflix series, and...
people are crapping themselves because they're like, why is it white people and black people? Shouldn't there be Japanese people? And it's like...
Well, yes, yeah. But no.
Yeah, if it was taking place in Japan, but this is like for American watchers. And
wasn't this taking place in Japan, though? Doesn't Death Note take
place
in Japan?
Yeah, so it specifically takes place in Japan, but only it doesn't necessarily affect the plot.
Mm-hmm.
It could be set in Germany.
New York City.
Yeah, something like
Mexico.
That. Mexico.
The barrio.
Not there.
Oh. That makes sense.
Couldn't be set in Ireland.
Nope.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm. Womp womp.
And then Ryuk would like potatoes instead of apples.
Just biting into potatoes. Just having a good time.
Apples are worth the trip. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Potatoes are worth the trip.
Oh, potatoes. Dang it. So, I think it looks awesome. I think Willem Dafoe is perfect for that role.
Mm-hmm. Willem.
Dafoe! Yeah, I don't think there's much else to say about it until we can watch it. Besides the fact that I don't think it's racist.
There's a lot of things that I could say because we're actually learning about that in my Japanese culture mm-hmm. class. And it's interesting because Japan has been just as a whole, their whole thing has been like, you know, industrializing without the West.
Yeah.
Just trying to stay away from all that kind of stuff. And it's interesting because anime and manga developed in its own right as a Japanese art form, and it became like a staple of Japanese
mm-hmm.
art, at least in popular culture. And so when you think of popular culture artwork from Japan, you think of that. Whereas if you think of, you know, any sort of filmography or anything like that for America, you think of like CGI, you know, 3D animation, 2D animation, in that weird, like, classic style, you think about...
Disney. You think Disney animation.
Yeah, and you think about those things. And then, so, you know, there are certain characters that are like Mickey Mouse for Japan, that started off in anime. And, you know, that's kind of like a cultural stamp for them. And then now that the West is trying to kind of adapt them to their culture, it is kind of upsetting to people who view it as a Japanese thing.
Yeah.
I can definitely see an argument for both sides. One of them, like, the argument for one side is, you know, it is a Japanese cultural stamp and we should keep it that way. But also, in a way, Japan depicted those characters as white. They depicted them with the big eyes and the, you know, the...
like blue eyes and, yeah, you know, blonde hair, red hair, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and so that's interesting because they were also trying to appeal to something that's different, and it happens that the West was different. So it can be taken both ways, but I definitely think that they're... I don't really know where I stand on it. I think I need more information on, like, the real pros and cons of it.
Yeah.
But I think I'll go see Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, that one is a little more touchy, I think.
Yeah. And I think I'll definitely watch Death Note.
Yeah, I think Ghost in the Shell is a fantastic property. The fact that ScarJo got chosen was a little controversial.
Yep.
People are kind of over it, though, now, because that character's a robot and, like, has blue eyes and stuff, and it's like...
Well, also, I mean, she's played characters like this before, like the assassin, crazy...
Romanoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she was Russian, though.
Right. But she did that character. She's done a few others, just kind of like as the weird sex appeal character that also is kind of a badass.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So
those are qualifiers. You don't need to ferry them out.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, this whole, that future in Ghost in the Shell is supposed to be like raceless anyway. It's just like they're so advanced that they don't even see what people look like. It's based on their, you know, like the technology and their thoughts and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's very thought based. Anyway, so shall we begin the quiz?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, John.
Was I supposed to
Perfect. Nice, you did it.
We did it.
The Superman. What?
The Superman.
I can't even read. All right, so here are the five. It's not even an option on this. Superman is not on this list at all.
Good.
So, this supervillain is known for being the only one to, quote, break the Batman.
Bane.
Nice. Who, in the comics, originally created Ultron?
Ant-Man.
Yes.
His real name is Hank.
Hank Pym. You are correct. You're going to get ice cream, man.
Yes.
Out of what is Captain America's shield made?
Adamantium. Really? It's not adamantium?
It's not adamantium. In fact, it is an alloy made with adamantium, but it is a new metal.
Okay.
Vibranium.
Vibranium. That's what it is.
It's okay.
Dang it.
Hey!
The other two options were unobtainium.
Yeah.
And durabilium, which I just made up. So,
dude, I knew that one too because there are a lot of
things.
You
know what? I'll give it to you.
Okay.
You still have ice cream privileges.
All right.
I don't know what that means. All right. Norrin Rad, also known as the Silver Surfer. The Silver Surfer travels the galaxy to please his master's ravenous hunger. Who is Rad's master?
Is it Galactus?
It is Galactus. Very nice. Well done.
Baiting with that or Ego.
Thanos. The Mad Titan is in love with someone who he is attempting to impress with the deadly Infinity Gauntlet by wiping out all life. Who is he trying to impress? You want the options?
Multiple choice me.
All right. Domino. Phoenix Force. Death. Aunt May. It's not Aunt May.
Yeah. Is it Death?
It is Death. Lady Death herself.
Lady Death.
So, you got 100% on those. Now, I'm going to ask you...
I didn't get 100%.
But you did, though.
All right. Kind of.
You were listing ingredients for vibranium.
I got, like, a 98.
Yeah, you got a 98. Or, you know, I don't know, an 80?
Like a blue star. Not a gold star, but like one of those shiny blue stars.
Yeah, still pretty good.
Yeah.
But you prefer blue anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
It's all subjective.
Yeah, all right. So if you pass, you can have ice cream.
Okay.
All right. The rules are constantly changing for ice cream.
Ice cream is just obtainable.
And you're just like, I can just go get myself ice cream.
I know. I'll just go buy myself some freaking ice cream.
All right. So I'm going to say their actual names. Then you give me the alias.
All right.
Jean Jeans.
Martian.
Yes. Martian Manhunter. Barry Allen.
Flash.
Wow. You're doing great so far. All right. James Howlett.
James Howlett. I know this. Green Lantern?
No, that is close, though. Well, it's not, actually. It's Wolverine. Yeah.
Ah, that's where I heard it from. It's...
in the movie.
Yeah.
Kurt Wagner. And if Nathaniel listens to this episode, he's going to be frustrated.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's Superman. Wagner.
Is it Superman?
No, it's not Superman.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that it is Cyclops.
Nightcrawler.
Oh, it was part of the X-Men.
Yeah, it was. All right. Raven Darkholm.
Storm?
No, Mystique. Also part of the X-Men. Well, sometimes.
Kind of.
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner is the Hulk.
Yeah! Garfield Logan.
Wasn't he an American president?
No. Andrew Garfield?
I don't know. Garfield Logan.
What Garfield do you know?
The cat?
Yeah.
Okay. Catwoman.
No. What about Logan?
Wolverine.
Okay, what are those?
Oh, Sabretooth.
No.
Oh. Oh.
Those are two animals.
Cat. Wolverine.
Beast Boy.
There you go.
Steve Rogers.
Captain America.
Matthew Murdock.
Murdock is...
Everyone at home should be playing along with this.
Isn't there a villain just straight up named Murdock?
Maybe.
He's like a giant, like, fat thing that rolls around on, like, hovercraft.
That's Mojo.
Oh.
Maybe it's Mojo you're thinking of.
Murdock is...
Oh, MODOK.
Yeah, MODOK. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big head with little arms and legs.
Yeah.
That thing's nasty.
Matthew Murdock is...
So, Nelson and Murdock... Attorneys at law.
Nelson and Murdock. Attorneys, huh?
So he's a lawyer.
Who is a lawyer? Is it Green Arrow?
Nope. Daredevil. This is one of my favorite names.
See, the thing is, after you say that, like, I make the connection.
Matt Murdock, yeah. Anna Marie.
Aunt May.
No, I wish. Rogue.
Oh, yeah.
Victor Von Doom. John.
Ash?
John.
Pikachu.
Yes, it is Meowth.
Dr. Doom.
Okay, good. You scared me for a second. So these ones, I think these are supposed to be increasingly easy, like, on either side.
Okay.
The middle ones are really hard. Like, Garfield Logan. No one actually knows that Beast Boy's name is Garfield.
Yeah.
Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson is, Nighthawk, but he was also a Robin. Nightwing.
Nightwing, yes.
There we go, sorry.
I wasn't just motioning a bird flying the whole time.
Nightwing, sorry. I said Nighthawk. Is there a Nighthawk?
I don't know.
Okay.
There probably is.
But he was also the first Robin. Or no, he was one of the Robins. And then he grew up.
Nathaniel, I defer to you on that. Because I don't know.
Yeah, he was.
I know he was one of the Robins. I don't know if he was the first one.
I don't... Dick...
Jason
no,
Todd.
No, Jason Todd came after Dick Grayson.
Damian Wayne's, I think, the most recent.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I think he was. And then he grew up and was like, I don't want to...
Because Jason Todd's the Red Mask.
Red Hood. Yeah, and then...
Oh, boy.
And then Damien literally just kills people. He's insane.
Yeah.
He's also the daughter of an assassin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The son of an assassin.
He's the daughter of this next character.
Okay.
Edward Nigma, also Enigma, is what his name is usually shortened to. E. Nigma, Enigma.
Riddler?
Yes. Peter Nikolaevich Rasputin.
Is that the Penguin?
No.
No.
That's Oswald is the Penguin.
Yeah.
I think.
Let's see. Nikola Rasputin? Isn't that like a dictator?
Peter Nikolaevich Rasputin. I've got a decent Russian accent. I don't
is
even know that.
The guy with the Lazarus Pit?
Nope.
No.
Ra's al Ghul? No.
Mm.
It is the only other Russian character in comics. There, also, Omega Red, I guess. He's
Russian. Also Black Widow. Is it Black Widow?
No.
Oh.
Colossus.
Colossus? I don't even know who that is.
The big metal dude.
What?
You know the big metal dude? He's in Deadpool.
Oh, I never saw Deadpool.
Well. Well, he's also in just regular X-Men.
Hmm.
Kara Zor-El.
Zor-El is that Supergirl. Or
nope.
Is it Miss Marvel?
It is very close to Miss Marvel. It is Power Girl.
Power Girl.
En-Sabanur?
These
are not easy. I don't know why I said these were the easy ones.
I don't even know if that's English.
It's not. It's Egyptian.
Pharah from Overwatch.
No.
Hmm.
It is Apocalypse.
I didn't even know Apocalypse had a real name.
Yeah. So, here's the last one.
Okay.
Sheriff Bigby Wolf.
Oh, Pikachu.
Yes! Wow. We just nailed that. It's the Big Bad Wolf.
The Big Bad Wolf.
So, do you want to talk about the Justice League trailer or Logan first?
I want to talk about Logan. Logan was super good.
It was amazing, yeah, wasn't it?
I liked it a lot. I didn't cry, but I wanted to.
I didn't cry. I felt like I was supposed to.
Yeah. I mean, it had a lot of really, really interesting things that happened in it. And even being somebody who doesn't know comics that well, mm-hmm. judging by that last quiz that we just took.
I'm probably going to edit that down to feel shorter than it was.
That's fair. I didn't know a lot of what was going on, but it really engrossed me in the story. I knew enough about Wolverine going in mm-hmm. that it was like I knew what was going to happen, and I also knew what was, you know, going on. One thing that I'm interested is Lara going to become
the new Wolverine
franchise character?
I wouldn't doubt it. Currently, in the comics, she is Wolverine.
Yeah, right.
All new Wolverine, and Wolverine is dying of adamantium poisoning / encased in a frozen block of adamantium.
As he does.
So, like, later.
Bye.
So, yeah,
you dead.
Hugh Jackman was like, I really want her to... He's like, no doubt it'll get rebooted and I'll be recast or whatever mm-hmm. as someone else, but... Or someone will be recast as Wolverine, but he thinks that she is the future of the Wolverine story.
Well, I think that that would make sense. I mean, it also...
How do they get her, though? Because it's so far in the future.
Well, they reboot from there. I mean, don't they have series that go on from there?
Yeah, of course they do, but Fox sucks.
Yeah.
So they're going to... The only thing they've done well is Deadpool, which is just no continuity whatsoever.
Yeah, it's the lack of continuity that makes it good.
Literally. Yeah, they just abandon all the terrible things that they've subjected themselves to, and we're like, we're just going to make a good movie.
Yeah.
Deadpool's like, which actor am I going to go see? Stewart or McAvoy? His timelines are so confusing. It's like... Yeah, seriously.
You're like, I hate this.
So I think what they're going to do, they have one coming out in the 90s, or like for the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's going to be the last one, and then they try to do some more interesting stuff, or give over the rights to Marvel.
That would be nice.
Hugh Jackman said he would come back if
Marvel got it.
Marvel got it, yeah.
That's fair.
Can you? I mean, I can't even imagine that diet workout regimen.
Right. I mean,
it's insane. He's been doing that for 17 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's longer than we've been alive.
That's longer than. Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, carry the two.
We're 55.
Yeah, right. Seven. Yeah, so longer than we've been alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not as long as this podcast has been alive. Nearly a year.
Nearly 1 year.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
I think that. Okay, here's what I think. I think that it was fantastic. I think it was a good send-off. There are a few things I didn't like, though. Literally everything was great. The acting was fantastic. The mm-hmm. characterization when they went to that house and stayed with the, like, I guess not farmers. What? Where did they live?
Yeah, they were kind of farmers.
Out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And
then everybody getting the shaft.
Yeah. And then X-24 happened, and I was like, I don't like this
mm-hmm.
at all.
Yeah.
I felt like Hugh Jackman deserved a much more dignified death than that.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of this dark hyper-realism thing, though, going on.
Well, the thing is, X-24 was what they wanted
Wolverine to be.
Yeah, Logan to be.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he was killed by the thing that he avoided becoming.
Hmm.
And that's interesting.
It's pretty poetic.
But the thing is, in order for that to happen, he had to completely denounce that part of him, the weapon part of him, and get the humanity.
Yeah,
get the humanity enough to where he was like, I need to save this girl. And that humanity separated him from the weapon.
Yeah.
And that has a beautiful continuity in it as well.
Yeah, that is nice. I still hated 24, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Felt out of place with the realism of the rest of the... Like, because Wolverine got the crap kicked out of him, even in the first, like, 3 minutes of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just by some dudes.
Yeah.
And he was like, ugh, I have to kill all of these guys.
Yep.
But, I mean, he's at the point... This is, like, what Wolverine used to be.
Right.
Where he could, if he was taking on five guys, he would just get pummeled.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Definitely. He would get pummeled, but he would win because he can regenerate himself.
Yeah, eventually he would win. Yeah, but he could get the crap kicked out of him. Unlike in the other movies where he's just like completely indestructible. He heals from a bullet in like 2 seconds.
Right.
And a bullet doesn't even phase him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that's like basically what Deadpool became.
Right.
In the comics where, you know, Wolverine would, if he got shot in the ear, he would need to sit down and, you know, spend 2 weeks growing back his ear.
Right.
I mean, I don't know why I said ear, but it's really gross. I feel like those scientists that grow ears on mice and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That's a weird. Nasty.
Anyway.
CGI is weird, man.
Yeah. I thought Patrick Stewart was the best he's ever been.
Yeah.
As Professor X.
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, because he did some pretty good Star Trek stuff.
Well, as Professor X.
Captain John Picard of the USS
Captain's
X-Men.
Log. Captain's Log. Earl Grey. Hot.
Hot.
Who wants Earl Grey cold?
Earl Grey? Oh, that Earl Grey. I thought Earl Grey was a person.
Earl Grey's hot.
Earl Grey.
Earl, you're looking good to game, baby. Anyway. What
the heck? Earl's like, thanks, man.
Yes, I mean, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, John.
Picard.
Jean.
Jean. Earl Grey, you fine piece of lemon.
Anytime I'm at work and people are like, they say behind if they're behind you, right? Or like knife if they have a knife behind you.
Gun.
And they stab you. No, anyway. So if someone's coming out of...
M16.
All right. Katana. If someone's coming out of the, like, the oven section and they're moving behind you while you're washing dishes, they go, hot behind. And I go, thank you.
Thank you.
Every time.
Nice behind.
Good looking bum. Anyway.
Fresh buns.
Oh, very nice. So, overall, I think this movie was a success.
Agreed.
I don't like X-24 still. I really, really don't. I don't really like how the Ravengers did nothing. They just felt like cannon fodder.
Yeah.
You know?
As somebody who doesn't know those characters, I was fine with it because I didn't know they had more importance. I thought they were just like guns for hire.
Yeah. Who was the... including the blonde guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like it was boring. I felt like I wish there was more of a personified threat than that guy with a weird southern accent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like scientist McGee man who is like, I cloned Wolverine. Now I'm dead. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
You're helping X-24 grow his eye back? This is gross to watch. Also, this movie was brutal.
Yeah, it was nasty.
There was a lot of decapitation.
There was a lot of disgusting bullcrap going on.
You know what? This made up for Force Awakens.
Hmm.
For me. Because there were so many arms lopped off.
Mm-hmm.
And not a single arm lopped off in...
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
Yeah, this is definitely carrying up the remainder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrying that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd say so here's the thing. I don't like blood and gore in my movies. I'm not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
I mean, in books, it's fine, but in movies, it just feels so weird and I guess it's like realistic or something that like, I just don't like thinking about it, but like I can read about it all day. But
yeah. It looks good now. It looks real.
Right. But the thing is, I don't want that. Like
that is a normal reaction to blood and gore. You don't want to see it because it is like disease.
Yeah, disease. Exactly. I don't want the herpagona syphilades.
Exactly. Like,
but the thing is like, this movie powered through that for me.
There was such a strong story, right?
The story made it up for me. I didn't like X-24, but this movie powered through that for me.
Mm.
I didn't like how the kids didn't use their powers very effectively when they were in the woods. Just kind of like, just happenstance kind of like situational powers. I was like, but this movie powered through that for me. And I sure as heck didn't like some of the special effects that were going on, like freaking 24 growing his face back or just like being like punctured to trees and stuff. I wasn't about that. Yeah. Like there were a bunch of like weird things like that happened. And I was like, but the storyline was so, so good. Like there were a slew of problems in my eye. I completely understand how people love this movie. But in my eyes, it was like, if this didn't have the story it had, it would not be a good movie at all. I would hate it.
You know, I was telling someone about that where right at the end when... This is spoilers, obviously. I mean, we've already spoiled the whole movie, so...
It's true.
When they bury Wolverine and they have the cross,
mm-hmm.
and she turns it on its side and makes it the X,
yeah,
that would not be good in a worse movie.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the corniest, stupidest thing
cheesiest
ever.
Cheesiest bullcrap ever.
But
yeah.
It worked. It mm-hmm. totally worked.
It did. It did. Yeah,
that's when I was like, I could cry right now, but I'm not going to.
Exactly.
Because I need to drive home, and it's like 2 in the morning.
And Jean Grey.
They actually were going to have Jean in this movie.
Really?
Really.
They were... also going to show Professor X killing everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, that is a thing that happened. He remembers right at the end. And then he's stabbed in the chest.
And then he gets shanked.
And then a 90-year-old man somehow hangs on for another 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Nope.
Just has a good time.
Nope. Oh, that was so sweet when he was like, this is our boat.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine's like, no, you're in the back of a truck bleeding to death. This is not a boat.
He was like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
I know. And that
like,
honestly
the thing
was
is,
tragic
like,
to me.
I thought it was so silly when I watched it, but like looking back on it is tragic.
Yeah. Like, that was probably the most devastating part of that whole movie for me.
Because when I was watching it, I was like, oh, this is Wolverine trying to like, you know, make sure that his name is good. But I was like, oh, wait, no.
This old man with dementia is and you know seizures is like dying and terrified
yeah
and powerless basically
yeah And I was like, oh, you know, looking back on it. I don't know if I would see it again.
Oh, yeah. That, personally. That's something you need to prepare for.
Yeah, I don't think I could see it again because I don't want to... I don't know. It's like I said, it's not really my movie.
Yeah.
But gosh, it was beautiful.
It was good. Laura was fantastic.
Yeah.
That little girl was fantastic.
She should be in Stranger Things.
Dude, she should be in Stranger Things. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. As X-23.
Yeah, just straight up. I think that if X-24 was not in it and the Ravengers were a little more cyborgy, this would have been one of that. This would have been my favorite superhero movie of all time, but it was just that little tiny extra bit of corn that I was like, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's still a fantastic film.
Yeah.
Which is unusual for a superhero movie
mm-hmm.
to be like a genuinely good movie,
especially a Fox movie.
Yeah. They have a habit of just picking themselves up out of the dirt.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we'll make a good movie. Then Origins comes out. Then they're like, whoa. And then, no, we'll make a good movie. And then terrible.
And then everyone's like, screw this company. And then they're like, boom.
Logan.
You're like, okay, all right. I'm in.
So let's take a break.
Tiki brock.
And we will finish up by talking about Justice League trailer, okay. Even though you hate it.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
And we're back.
Hey.
What a very short break that was not a full day.
Yeah, that would have been ridiculous. What is this microphone doing? All right, there we go.
It likes you.
Yeah.
It likes you. So we're going to talk about the Justice League trailer.
The trailer.
I'm a little pumped.
I'm a little not pumped.
I know. I don't know why that is.
They hate this.
Why, though?
Because DC, like, Man of Steel was supposed to be good, and it wasn't.
It was fine, I think.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Superman Batman wasn't supposed Superman. To break people's necks.
Yikes.
And then Batman v Superman was like, here's a ton of money. Watch these two dudes fight. And then it was like, nah.
They like each other now.
They're besties.
Yeah. Well, it was like, here's a bunch of nonsense. Then they fight for 4 minutes. And then they're like, okay, we're cool.
Yeah.
It
was like, what? Why am I paying you?
Zack Schneider.
Schnack.
I hate Schnack Schneider.
I hate Schnack a Schneider.
That is his new name.
Sneak Schnatter.
On this podcast.
Snoot Snob Tar.
Snoop Snob Schnar.
Steep Shoofer.
Schnack Schnack Snyder.
Schnack Schnooter.
Schnack Schneider it is. Wow, we just went for about 10 seconds just saying things.
That's fine.
Let me outline a little bit of the plot.
Okay.
Aquaman's
in it.
Yes. All right, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Batman's on a horse.
Nice.
But why?
I don't know.
Don't you have a plane?
Well, his flying powers went. Oh, wait, he doesn't have flying powers.
Wow.
Get wrecked.
Okay, actually, you know what? I was wondering why he was not on the bat jet or the bat boat or the bat sub.
Maybe he's run on some hard times.
You know... Run aground on hard times. Here's the deal. I just realized why. Because he is not dressed as Batman. He's not Batman.
Yeah, he's Bruce Wayne.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Also, he's the Black Knight. Knights ride horses.
I mean, he's ridden a horse before in the Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piggyback ride.
So anyway, I guess I just answered my
that's
own
pretty
question.
Neat.
I don't
Thanks,
know why
Bruce.
He had to climb a mountain though.
Yeah, you
it's
know.
Interesting that he's coming to all
on hard times.
Well, he's coming to all of the others, quote the others,
mm-hmm.
As Bruce.
Yeah,
he introduces himself as Bruce, like he did that to Wonder Woman, not to Superman.
Yeah.
Oh, but Superman knew.
Yeah.
And the Flash, mm-hmm. and Aquaman, and then I haven't seen him interact with Cyborg.
Yeah, but that'll be interesting in its own right.
Yeah.
God rest Martian Manhunter.
So I wrote a lot about the bat boat, but forget it. I've solved my own problem. Anyway, so he's talking to Diana, Wonder Woman,
and he says, like, I'm beautiful.
I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Hear me roar, basically. Roar. There's an attack coming. We have to be ready. And then we see a parademon. So it is official. Excuse me.
No worries, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Darkseid is going to be in this movie.
Yeah.
Or at least he's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Diana tells him, no, Bruce. They're not coming. They're already here.
Yeah.
So we see...
literally just hanging out in fireplaces.
Hey.
Hey.
Yo soy una parademon.
I am a parademon.
¿Cuál es su nombre?
Paragliders.
Me permite ir al baño, por favor.
Diablo muy bonito.
Devil very pretty. Anyway, so when they say they're already here, we see Cyborg's dad with a mother box.
Mm-hmm.
People have been...
What is a mother box?
Mother box is basically they were given to one of each of the races. The Atlanteans, the...
Not humans.
The humans and the Amazonians.
Mm-hmm.
And Darkseid wants them. Hmm. They're basically the Infinity Gauntlet.
Just DC'd.
But DC. Anyway, so I was... People have been speculating. Is this a different mother box than the one that was used to create Cyborg? How can we know? Is this a flashback? Is this a flash forward? What's going on?
Is it Flash related?
Is it Flashpoint? I have the answer.
Here's the answer.
Cyborg is shown holding a mother box later in this for about a single frame. I went frame by frame on this.
Okay.
Because I'm an idiot. And the only conclusion I came to was that Batman should have ridden a boat. And then I realized he's not Batman. He's Bruce Wayne. Dang it.
Yep.
So.
Gucci.
That's what I got out of this. Also, Cyborg's holding a mother box. So
how can he be Cyborg?
How can he be a mother box and hold a mother box?
Yeah,
How do
you do that?
You don't.
It's like a little chameleon.
Come a chameleon. Anyway, so the parademon is behind his dad and is like, hello, sir. It is time for me to do the kills on you.
Bang.
Bang, bang, de bang, bang. So Bruce has to finally assemble the others that he made that promise to in Batman v Superman. And then the White Stripes start playing.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
I think it's a good choice.
White Stripes. They're like, come a chameleon.
That is them.
Yeah.
So Arthur Curry saves some dude and steals booze from a counter. And it's like, yeah, this is on him.
So you're like, Logan?
Not okay. What do you think? Well, hold on. You know what? Let's get through this real quick.
Okay.
Nearly done. Then we see, Diana and mm-hmm. Bruce are talking this whole time, basically. Organic and biomegatronic body parts. He's a cyborg. So
yeah.
That's how he got his name.
Thanks, Diana.
Like, you're Atlantean? All right, that is your name.
You're from Atlantis?
Cyborg is sassy, AF.
Sassy, sassy, molassy.
You should probably move. Which is very, like, Teen Titans.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I like that cyborg better.
Me too. Wait, then this one?
No, I like... Well, yes, but... I like that kind of, like, teenage...
Yeah, me too.
Dorky...
Well, I think he's
buff.
In high school in this, even though he's like a monster of a man, just shredded, like 25-year-old. Yeah, I really like the booyah kind of cyborg that's always eating a sandwich.
Yeah, right?
I hope this one isn't too super serious.
Right.
What do you think of the super speed of Flash? Do you think it looks good?
Kind of was expecting a little bit more.
Well, I think we're gonna get a big like slow mo sequence, but
yeah, like that's kind of what I'm looking forward yeah. to.
I think his movement looks pretty cool. I think it's way better than like the CW Flash,
yeah,
the TV
yeah.
show, which is not
definitely.
Good.
I mean, a lot of people are just all about that because it's a series, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I just don't know how they're gonna do a better job than the X-Men Quicksilver scenes.
I don't think they will.
I just don't think you can.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
they got in there and did the slow motion scene first, and
you can't sucks. Beat it. Yeah.
I mean, it was basically a race to it, and they got there first, no pun intended, but...
Well, yeah, and it's also going to be, you know, just better in the aspects of everything kind of seems like an imitation at this point. You've got the boxes... You've
yeah,
got
I didn't even think about that
slow-mos.
Until, yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, I was...
DC, you're nipping at the bud, and the bud's not biting back.
Wow, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, Aquaman seems kind of like the Hulk character,
mm-hmm.
where he's just kind of, like, jumping around, like, bounding 100 feet and smashing things.
Yeah.
Batman, I guess, is...
Kind of Starkish.
Well, I was thinking Cyborg's looking kind of Iron Man-y.
Fair.
I thought Batman's more all the just human characters, but put together.
Yeah.
Maybe Captain America. No, I guess Wonder Woman's Captain America.
Yeah.
He's kind of Batman's kind of Nick Fury, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Romanoff.
All the agents.
Yeah.
All the Shield agents.
He is
Shield.
Shield.
Yeah.
And then who else we got? Flash is whoever's Quicksilver, I guess.
Yeah. But that was kind of like meh.
Rip.
And yeah, he got hyper dead.
He
and then showed up in
that
Logan.
That is the worst speedster I've seen.
Ever. Oh yeah, that version of Quicksilver
in the Marvel Quicksilver, yeah. Garbage.
Garbage, absolute trash.
Yeah, really terrible. Like the Flash TV show is way better than
mm-hmm.
that, and that's
yeah.
not good.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like that show, but the effects are not good.
But according to Alistair, you're wrong.
It's no, I don't know. You're allowed to like. Weird, kind of not great stories. That's how Arrow and Supernatural and
yeah.
all those shows are. Whoa, I'm insulting everyone right now.
You might as well just say that Whovians are all idiots and that Harry Potter was the worst book series you've ever read.
I've never read Harry Potter, but I think it is a fantastic film franchise.
That's fair.
But I do think that Doctor Who is lacking in a lot of ways.
Okay.
As in a budget.
Yeah. Just say that anime is just
no, I
cartoons
love anime.
For adults.
It is.
Just like bad cartoons
well,
for adults.
The Simpsons are cartoons for adults.
Also, yes.
No,
there are also
no.
other
South
cartoons
Park.
For adults, but we don't talk about those.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Different kind of anime. So when Batman is finally shown as Batman instead of Bruce Wayne, we hear, come together, a cover of the Beatles because they're like coming together. Are you getting it?
You're like, you...
We all can.
You really should have done a better job with that.
Yeah. Nick Mason from the Weekly Planet, they were brainstorming what songs would be better, and he said "Without Me" by Eminem. Well, this looks like
a good job for me. So everybody,
that's
follow me.
Anyway, I think I can't beat that.
Let's see. What about Beyond the Sea.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Or
I like Irreplaceable by Beyonce with Batman holding like a picture frame of dead Superman crying.
Yeah.
You're irreplaceable.
Or what about what is it? Shake it, shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think Take on Me by Aha.
Yeah.
Maybe the Ghostbusters theme.
Maybe
just songs that I love now.
Jesus texted me on my cell phone.
What is that?
It's apparently like a really, really bad boy band song.
Yeah. That is terrible.
Yep.
Jesus Take the Wheel?
Yeah. Or Text Me Merry Christmas?
Sir, I want to buy these shoes. That would be the worst choice.
That would be the best choice.
So that song...
I would go see that movie if that was in it.
Really? You're not going to see this?
No.
Wow, I'll need to talk with Daniel about it then.
Womp womp. Now I'll probably go see it. I'll probably go see it depending on if I have the money at the time.
$5 on Tuesdays at Cinemark.
Yeah, but that's $5 I don't really want to spend if I'm low on money.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't like DC movies.
There's not even that many to hate.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't like them. I don't like... Here's the thing. You're over here saying that, I don't know, like, all franchises are Satan.
I don't think all franchises are Satan. I think you're Supernatural, like, The Flash, all the CW
bull.
All the CW you're
like,
shows.
Pokemon sucks. And I'm like,
Pokemon
all right.
is a bad anime, but I love it because of the characters.
No. What I'm trying to say is I have an unpopular opinion of the Batman movies. I don't like any of them, including The Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises is garbage. You're talking about Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Dark Knight.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Dark Knight is a bad Batman movie.
Right.
It is a good Joker movie.
Right.
But you don't like the Joker that much
because I don't.
He's evil.
Yeah. And it's creepy. I don't like it.
Well, fair enough.
But, like, I don't like the Batman movies. I don't like...
Do you think it's a good movie, though?
I mean, eh? I kind of take things in consideration, like, would I want to watch it again? No. Logan being an exception. But do I want to watch any of the Batmans again? Not really.
I definitely don't want to watch Batman 3 again.
Or Batman 1.
Batman 2, I think, is... Or Dark Knight is a good movie. But I don't think I want to watch it again. I went and saw it 7 times in theaters.
That's fair.
That's excessive.
Yeah.
There's plenty of things I like that suck.
What about... well, okay. I don't like the Man of Steel or Batman v Superman.
Batman v Superman had about 15 just excellent minutes. Unfortunately, that was spread across 3 hours.
See, that's the thing with DC movies. It's like,
yeah,
you are literally... just pumping all of your good stuff into a trailer. And then after those trailers are done, everything else is garbage.
And that's what I'm scared of. I don't want this movie to be... I don't want this trailer to be the highlight reel of this movie.
Yeah.
Which, and it's possible.
That's what trailers are nowadays, and it kind of sucks.
Well, some trailers are. Well, a lot of trailers are.
Yeah.
I would say that maybe, like, Captain America Civil War...
Mm-hmm.
Was not because the highlight reel was not in it.
Yeah.
The Deadpool marketing campaign was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But like we talked about earlier in this episode yesterday, oh, behind the movie magic.
Oh, rip movie magic.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
You know that movie we talked about, the little alien dude?
The nasty thing.
The nasty. So I looked up the spoilers for that because I'm not about to pay...
Money to see that.
It's literally everything that is in the trailer.
You're like, why?
It's terrible.
I don't want like I don't want to sit for 3 hours and watch something that I literally could have seen in 15 minutes on a trailer.
Yep.
Online for free. Yeah.
What about whatever happened to like what is the Matrix? You know?
Yeah.
It's like that was the entire thing.
Yeah. It's like trailers give away too much of the story now. And it's like, okay, I kind of get it. You want people to, like, focus on the other things other than the story. I don't know why. But it's like, this isn't supposed to be, like, an abstract of your movie. It's supposed to be, like,
here's a teaser,
you know?
Yeah.
Just show us the action scene. Like,
show us something that will get us gripped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, you're absolutely right.
But now it's like... Superman goes and kills everyone, and then he doesn't, and then Darkseid comes in.
You know, even like
you're
the
like
movie,
what?
Even the movie Hidden Figures,
yeah,
which is not like an action movie, so you don't have a big set piece to show.
Right.
The reason people go to see that movie is because they want to see people endure and overcome. Right.
Right.
We don't want to see the overcoming in the trailer yet.
Yeah, that's garbage.
We just ask the question and we'll see the answer at the end of the movie.
Yeah, why are you making me pay like 15 bucks to go watch something that I saw in the trailer?
Yeah.
I know the answer to this. Okay, I don't know like every detail of like what led up to it.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to see Jim Parsons' dialogue throughout this entire movie.
Yeah, I don't want this. This is dumb. It's like, I don't know. I'm just honestly not aboard the super hype trailer scenes. I know that a lot of people like count down to new trailers, and I'm like, count down to the freaking movie.
I do, definitely.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, and then I usually tear them apart, but like the new Alien campaign, which you probably have not watched because they're creepy.
Yeah.
We talked about that extended thing where it was like they just sat down and they had a meal, tension built, and then the tension released.
Yeah.
And that's like, I need to see this movie.
Right.
Don't show me you don't need to show me the xenomorph. I know there's going to be an alien in this movie. Right. It's literally called Alien.
Yeah.
That's fine, Ridley Scott, or whoever cut your trailer.
Right.
Just, it's like Jaws.
It's like King Kong.
Well, we saw Kong in the trailer.
Yeah, and we saw Kong in the trailer. We saw that giant skeleton monster thing.
Exactly.
It's like, the only reason why I want to go see that is because it has Brie Larson in it.
I like Tom Hiddleston myself. Oh, and John Goodman. And Sam Jackson. Why was that movie not better?
Brie Larson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm about to compliment someone.
Has that movie come out yet?
Yeah.
Did it just like garbage?
No. However, here's a spoiler for Kong Skull Island. So prepare yourself. All right, it's too late now. I'm about to say the spoiler.
Okay.
It's a lead up to Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's awesome. I think that's cool.
I mean, if they do a good job with the next Godzilla movie, which is coming out 18, I think,
mm-hmm.
or 19, this movie will come out in 20, and it's going to be good.
It's going to be real good.
You know, so
big monsters punching each other in the face. I'm down.
And don't ruin the story for us.
Yeah, well,
there probably won't be one.
Exactly.
Also, just don't have stupid stories and not tell us what they are.
Right.
Make good movies, which for some of you is hard for some reason.
Yeah.
Why are you getting hired?
Yeah. Like, who was your father? Like, you know, like, who did you sleep with to get into this industry?
Whoa.
Sorry.
I mean, shots fired, man.
Bam, 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 bam.
I mean, meanwhile, Brad Ratner,
mm-hmm.
I think is the guy's name that did Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
Just saying, nobody would sleep with that guy to give him a movie.
That's true.
It's like, how did this happen?
Right?
Who's your great uncle that gave you this movie?
It's just silly.
Anyway, what are we even talking about?
Talking about Justice League trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And the lack of excitement for trailers for me.
Well, you know what? All right, fair.
Yeah, it's not my thing. Trailer scouring, trailer hype isn't something that I'm all about. It's same thing goes for video games, too. Like, I saw the Breath of the Wild stuff, but the thing I was most excited about was, like, wow, this world is huge. That's pretty much all I knew about the game.
Yeah.
Before I played it.
And I watched a couple demos, but it was like first 5 minutes, which in that game is literally nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's you don't even have your paraglider in the first 5 minutes.
Right.
I mean, unless you're smart, unlike me, who took me like 15 minutes to get to the Temple of Time.
Or if you're not crazy like me, or literally just ran around the entire Great Plateau for like hours.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we get a lot of action. We get a lot of stuff. We get quite a great deal of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Not good comedy, but they're trying. There's a lot of quips. Like, you dress like a bat? I dig it. Or like, what are your superpowers again? I'm rich.
Yeah.
It's
like, okay.
Kind of funny. I think the Flash is
not Marvel.
Yeah, which is like,
were very hilarious. Funny. Yeah.
They actually are hysterical.
Shawarma.
I hope Batman is going to be featured in this so that he's in a good movie before Ben Affleck just quits.
Yeah.
Because right. he's such a good Batman.
He is. But also, everyone's just been pooping all over him. Like,
when are you making the Batman? He's like, I just made this, like, movie.
He's like, but the Batman, you're like, stop.
So he stepped down. Yeah. You know, right? Yeah. And then I think Matt Reeves is officially doing it again. Like, mm-hmm. he's back on board to direct it. We'll see, man.
Yeah. DC Universe.
Get rid of Schnack Schneider.
Right?
That guy is a fool.
That guy is dumb.
He should, you know what he should direct?
Teletubbies.
No. Simon Cowell is the creator of Teletubbies. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Simon Cowell is who gave Teletubbies a chance. He was like, kids are going to love this.
Simon Cowell.
And he was right. I loved
Holy
it.
Holy crap.
New new. Who knew new?
Who knew new? All right. He should be directing Cyber Chase.
Okay.
Bam, 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 bam.
I'm not putting it in.
All right. Then I'll just sing it. Cyber Chase.
You know what? I'll put it in.
All right.
No, wait. No, I won't.
Okay. No, you won't.
I won't. Yeah, Zack Snyder should make wallpapers for phones and computers because he makes a pretty picture.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have any plot.
Yeah.
So it's
we're
like,
not talking like pictures and like, oh, I went to go see the pictures today.
I went to the pictures today.
No, it was like
a photograph.
Look at this photograph. Every time it makes me really disappointed that I know the entire plot of the movie by looking at it.
Why did we need to know that Doomsday was in Batman versus Superman? You ruined everything. Also, why did you even put him in there? What the heck? So, like, if you think of the most iconic scenes from Zack Snyder films,
yep,
they're screenshots.
Yeah.
They're not scenes.
Exactly.
Like, Leonidas kicking the dude into a pit. This is Sparta, that kind of thing.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Don't know anything else about that movie.
That's because they're... Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are the Persians again? Those are Spartans, but they all have English or Scottish accents. Why did you get Gerard Butler to not do a Scottish accent?
Tonight we dine in hell.
What?
Don't you I mean?
Don't you like love Zeus?
Yeah, that was bizarre.
This is Sparta.
What? Anyway, so that was weird.
Like, you want some blood sausage with that?
Oh. Like, and then like when you know in Watchmen when all of the guys line up. And, mm-hmm. like, any Rorschach things. Ugh, but then, plot, man. If you have to sacrifice parts of the plot to make your movie look good, you are not a good director.
Not at all.
Spielberg focuses on story, and then every once in a while it's like, wow, he's doing this Wes Anderson, like, hyper-symmetrical stuff.
Yeah.
He's a great director. He has some misses, obviously. Everyone does. Zack Snyder just has...
What a failure, what a label. Yeah.
Oh, man. That looked like some sellout crap that Michael Bay would do.
Yeah.
I got that silk money. Anyone who knows what that is will have a good laugh.
Good.
Anyway, John?
Sir?
I'm excited for this movie. J.K. Simmons, one of my favorite actors of all time, is in it.
I'm not excited for this movie.
All right, fine.
J.K. Simmons is pretty cool, though.
You want me to tell you something? I'm going to call it right now.
Okay.
This movie is going to make $450 million.
This movie is going to be the Logan of the DCU.
Meaning what?
Meaning it is going to be... You know, earlier we were talking about how, like, Origins happened, and then, like, Days of Future Past was like, eh.
So this is going to be good or bad?
It's going to be the one that resurrects the entire thing. It's going to be worth it.
You think it's going to be good now? What the heck?
No, I don't think that, but I was just trying to tie in from our previous conversation.
Oh.
Did you just eat your microphone?
Yep.
Nice.
Anyway, so I think that's all, John. Okay.
Where can we find us?
Well, you know what? Can you really quick explain what Trinket Tuesday is again?
Yeah, Trinket
because
Tuesday.
Because we're going to start that next week for season three.
Trinket Tuesday is going to be where we hop on our Facebook. And
Facebook.
We will give you a few things like a choice between Trinket 1 or Trinket 2. They have like superpowers.
Powers.
And that's
going
to be kind of cool. Or, cool. like, would you take this trinket if it was given to you? Or, like, stuff like that. Basically, we just want to see what you guys think. And want to get some conversation started up here in BSL land. So, you just let us know. We'd love to hear from you guys. Comment away. Just take, you know, just have some fun with it. Gonna have a good time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. And so, what we'll do is we'll post it on Tuesdays. You guys can interact with that. And then on the Monday, we'll talk about it. So you guys get a full week of that nonsense.
Yeah.
Anyway, next week is going to be you, me, and Nathaniel.
Yep.
For our 1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary.
So we're each going to bring 10 Pokemon to the table. And then upon the table,
like
there
plushies?
Will.
Plushies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you not bought yours yet?
No. I'm broke.
Anyway, so there will be 10 remaining at the end, and we have to agree on all of them.
Okay.
So now that we have unlocked... Oh, we're also on SoundCloud, so hopefully
yeah.
I'll have everything uploaded by then.
Nice.
So, yeah. John, let me tell you where people can find us. How about that?
Hey,
how
about
that?
That?
Dang it. That meme needs to die.
It does.
People can find us at thebslpodcast@gmail.com.
Nice.
Email us anything. A picture of a dog.
Yeah.
A comment.
A comment of a dog.
A comment
on a dog.
A comment of a picture of a dog.
A comment tattooed on the side of a dog.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
My gosh. You have to be 18 to get a tattoo, right?
Yeah.
How many dogs do you know are 18, baby?
I knew two.
Do they have tattoos?
No, they're dead now.
Oh, wow. This is really awkward. Anyway, so if you
Instagram.
Know, if you know a dog that is 18 years old or older, tattoo them and then send us a picture of it.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Wait, tattoo a comment on it.
Yeah.
Of
be
whatever.
Like, hey, BSL, what up, dogs?
It'd be great for you guys to email us. We will read it on
air.
People
nice.
Can also find us on our Instagram, which you run.
Yeah.
Just look up Bite Size Lemons on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Now on SoundCloud as well. So all our old episodes are going up first. And soon we will be completely on SoundCloud.
Nice.
Which is unlimited upload. So our Big Debate-O-Rama can be 17 hours long.
We're making it big.
It's
coming
gonna be,
to you.
It's going
to
be lit.
Fam.
Also Friendster, and I think that is all, right?
New Mexico. All right, bye, guys. Let's high five.
Let's high five.